This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Americans, including Paul Whelan, Alsu Kermisheva, and Evan Gershkovich, were freed from Russian prisons on Thursday in a historic deal. Jessica Jarrett has the story.
U.S. President Joe Biden.
Today we're bringing home Paul, Evan, Alsu, Vladimir. Three American citizens and one American green card holder. All four have been imprisoned unjustly in Russia.
Among those headed home from Russian prisons, journalists Evan Gershkovich, Alsu Kermisheva, and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, and Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist Vladimir Karamurza. In total, months of negotiations secured the release of 16 people, including five wrongfully detained Germans and seven Russian citizens, in return for eight Russians held in the U.S., Germany, Poland, Norway, and Slovenia. Jessica Jarrett, VOA News.
The U.S. government on Thursday announced it is recognizing opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as the winner of Venezuela's presidential election, despite the country's electoral authority giving the victory to President Nicolas Maduro. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement, quote, "Given the overwhelming evidence, it is clear to the United States and most importantly to the Venezuelan people that Edmundo Gonzalez Yurita won the most votes in Venezuela's July 28th presidential election." Nigerian police fired tear gas at protesters in Abuja on Thursday as demonstrators broke out across the country in protest against the worst cost of living crisis in a generation. Protesters carrying placards, bells, and Nigerian flags were met with a heavy security presence on the streets of the capital, with police firing tear gas to disperse the crowds.